I can see it in, you know, in your face, whether it's there or sitting at the piano. It's one of the things at the Super Bowl that I was sitting with some friends and everybody was remarking about, just you look so happy and so comfortable when you're on stage in front of the entire world. Uh-huh. You're just so relaxed, like there's no place else you're more comfortable or would rather be.
Well, you know, it's a great thing to do, and obviously the feedback you get from an audience, particularly at such a sort of big event like that, it's pretty special. I mean, I was just doing a concert in Boston the other night, and I was saying, you know, some interviewers say to me, Paul, you know, why do you keep doing it? And I just stopped in the middle of the concert, and I said, look at this. I said, this is why I keep doing it.
Right.
And the audience go, you know. It's pretty special, you know. It's pretty special. It's not every job you get that kind of feedback.
That's for sure. And there are no tricks. It's not about a hot new video. As no offense to Janet Jackson, but... You know, if she can't sing, she can't play an instrument, she can't write songs, well, you know, you got to do something special if you want to. So, all right, you pull your shirt off. But
that's right. Yeah, you've got to have a loose button on your blouse.
Hey, can I share an email with you from a listener? This sums up almost every email that I get. Hi, Ken. My name is Jessica. I'm 14. I just saw Paul McCartney on Thursday in Philadelphia. The show was awesome. I was in the last row. I had the greatest time in the world. When he played Follow the Sun, I just cried.
Oh.
And I thought, you know, that's it in a nutshell, Paul.
Yeah.
She's 14. She doesn't know Ed Sullivan.
No, I know.
You know, she doesn't know she doesn't even know Wings.
Oh, I know.
And
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's the most beautiful thing in the world. I wanted to share that with you because half the requests, I'm not kidding, half the requests are from kids and teenagers.
I know. It is something. And I would say to people, I say, well, how can that happen? You know, what is it? And somebody's talking to me. So the kids don't care when it was recorded. They don't care. It just sounds good.
Yeah.
And they can relate to it, you know. So, and I suppose in some ways, it's like me relating to kind of someone like Nat King Cole or even Fred Astaire.
Yep.
It's before my time, you know, but they just make such a good noise and it touches me, you know. I think that's what it is with the kids now. So it's very flattering.
Yeah, you see who's coming to the shows. You see the variety of ages that fill it all over the world, really.
Yeah, I know. It is surprising. I mean, it's something we're very pleased, actually, because I think when we started with this band touring a couple of years ago, you know, we did expect to be pulling in sort of my age group pretty much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not true, you know. You get down to like babes in arms. I mean,
yes.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Well, a friend of mine who's a record buyer, one of the big music chains here in New York, said, you know, you guys do all your research about classic rock. He said, you want me to just CC you on my inventory sheets? You know what I rebuy every month? All the Beatles, all the Stones, all the Pink Floyd, all the Who. Says, you think the same 50-year-old guy comes into my store every month to rebuy the White Album?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's funny, isn't it? No, it just works. It's just good stuff,
It's
you know?
Great writing. It's great playing.